Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Warriors plus minus is back. I got the whole gang with us on the, I guess you could say the eve of free agency, but free agency is here.
That's free agency. It's free agency.
Free agency is here. It used to start like July 1, and then you all this activity would happen during the moratorium.
It was really for us, it was 9 p.m. Pacific, June 30th, but it was midnight Eastern.
And then free agency started while we were covering the finals.
Yeah.
In theory. Yeah, but that's what.
Some people would tell you the 2016 free agency started it long before.
Sorry, the parking lot of finals.
You know what else we don't get anymore? The first 4 days of July where there's. Remember the. I mean, I know y'all do, but the Hamptons pursuit of Kevin Durant.
I might recall that. I sort of recall that one. Yeah, that was like July 2nd, right? It was a little bit later.
Well, he chose on
because he announced on the 4th. Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, he didn't do it like everyone get to my door on July 1st. That's it. I mean, it happened.
I believe it was like two teams one day, two teams the next day.
Yep. Oh, yes. I think Marcus and I recall that one.
Gone other days where it kicks up on July 1. Slater's been hard at work since Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hoisted the trophy. Slater, what's the latest? When is Al Horford signing?
So it is 8 p.m. on Monday, we should say, right? Because things can at times move fast. The latest, I mean, Al Horford, like that's the Warriors' top target in their bargain bin shopping. They're not alone in the pursuit of Al Horford. So
update.
Yeah, I know. Getting dings. There might be a few more.
Here's the thing. I mean, I have no surprise they would be going for him. Veteran fits the Steph, Jimmy. All that thing, spacing big. But I'm surprised the Celtics would not be saying, hey, you know, we'll get off a Hauser in order, you know, they got off a Cornette. Like, they got to get off a Horford, too. Wouldn't he want to return to the Celtics if that's even money?
He wants to compete for a title, you know.
Not his last team is basically saying, like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, I mean, they're booting away that. You know, and they're trying to be very cost effective where I'm not sure the amount of money they would theoretically be offering in Al Horford. They're in a reboot year, complete reboot, and Al Horford is like potentially at the end, right? Every year for him. This might be his final year potentially next season. And I just don't think he wants to spend it with Jason Tatum, you know, next to him in the locker room rehabbing. So that's why he seems to be very available on the market, you know, on the unrestricted free agent market. But again, the Warriors are, while I would probably deem them at least slight favorites. We'll see. You know, there certainly is no guarantee, and I don't necessarily expect a decision Monday night as we're talking. Although I say that, who knows? But
I have a column that's just sitting waiting for that one. So it'll happen at least the least available moment for me.
It's pretty important because the Warriors have lost one of their staple big men. Kevon Looney has taken the 2-year, $16 million deal from New Orleans to reunite with fellow Milwaukeean Jordan Poole. Like, that's a massive, massive shift. It's probably not that significant of a change on the court, but like in the locker room and like from the essence of the Warriors, this is a massive shift for the second offseason in a row. They lose this kind of really staple part. And even though Looney, obviously his numbers aren't going to blow you away, he guards bigs, he rebounds, they turn to him during critical times. So they did lose something that they kind of got to feel. So if it's not Horford, is it Trayce Jackson-Davis, or do they just go and get whatever other big is available?
Well, they need a center. I mean, you can't just go with two centers and both of them second-round picks who are in early in their careers post and TJD. You know, Draymond counts as one, but you kind of need one more than that just to make sure you have the right allotment. If somebody's hurt, Draymond can't play the center that day. It's just you need one more body, and Horford would be one. If it's not Horford, they would need another. I have a little doubt. I'm not Mr. Go-Get-A-Center guy, but you would just need somebody other than two former second-round picks. Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking like you had those two guys on the kind of as we walked in. You had one guy on the left in the first locker, it was Clay, and the one guy on the right, it was Looney. And to walk in that locker room and not, you know, have what is it, Braxton Key or whoever is on the Clay one, and who the hell knows would be in the Looney one, it'd be very, very different. It'd be very different.
Yeah, who gets that prime spot now? That's interesting.
Yeah,
it seems like a possible Al Horford spot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense. This is what happens. Guys don't stay forever, but it is tough to see Looney go. And good for him, man, getting $16 million. I don't know what the Pelicans are doing, but the hell with that. Most of the money's out there. Good for Looney. He's been waiting for like a multi-year deal from at least a bid from another team. He never got one. The Warriors kept bringing him back. A couple-year deals or one-year deals or a couple-year
deals. This is the first time he got significantly more on the market than he's going to get from the Warriors.
Exactly. Like, he went out on the market, and that's a number the Warriors couldn't even think about hitting. They could not pay him $8 million a year for 2 years. Again, I'm not quite sure what the Pelicans are thinking, but good. And maybe they want the locker room good. Maybe, you know, they want to settle down Zion. I don't know. Kevon's somebody to do that. We know the steadiest personality in the world. I just know, Marcus, you got to go out and visit him. Like, you have to. He's going to miss you. You're his guy. You're the guy when you walk in. What does he taunt you about every single time?
TV Thompson.
Yep. You got to get out there.
I can't go see him because the Pelicans won't be having any national TV games. I'll be like, hey, Lune, I would come, but y'all got to get a national TV game. Like, I can't do this. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I wonder how this feels for Steph and Draymond, who are just essentially watching. This is like one of them old movies where all the characters start fading away. And you're left with, you know, just like, you know, the remnants of them. Like, I mean, think about all that they've lost over here. Like, who's left that won a championship? Keep in mind, Jonathan Kuminga, Gary Payton II, and Moses Moody might all be gone too. Like, they might look around, and it's going to be an all-new locker room around them.
Kuminga and Moody are the third and fourth longest tenured players on the team. And, you know, there's no certainty that they're both going to be on the team after this period. So, Slater's bouncing on and off the line here. I'm not sure what's going on, but I think – let me see. I might have to pop him on here. Well, hold on one second.
Can y'all hear me?
Slater? Yeah, I got you now. You popped on like three different channels there. So I don't know what's going on in your area. And you're frozen again. Anyway, we'll fight through this. Steph and Draymond don't like, remember it was like the age difference with the weird years MT, like that. It was them, and then it was Eric Paschal,
Omari Spellman.
Omari's who I can think of. Omari Spellman, Glenn Robinson, and Alec Burks, like
Kai Bowman,
The whole middle group got wiped out. Looney was around, but kind of feels like that again, where it's like they're now even older, and there's nobody who's the middle tier of this group. I guess it's Moody.
It's Kuminga, yes.
Well, yeah, I don't think of Kuminga as a middle tier. But GP, if you bring him back, but I don't think – my guess is he's not coming back. You start – reading, you know, Jimmy, you know, then you got to start filling with Jimmy and players like that. But
Jimmy's definitely not middle tier. He's old. Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah, it's just going to be different. Things don't stay the same. They just don't. It's amazing that Steph and Draymond have stayed the same for all this time. But things change. We got to get used to it, but Steph and Draymond and Kerr, right? Kerr is going to have a very different team. He's had a very different team, you know, each time for the last couple of years. But Looney is a big part. Like, maybe fans get it, maybe they don't. But this is a huge deal in the locker room. It's a huge deal in the whole building.
Yeah, they'll get it, I think. But Looney's one of those players whose value only really shows up when it's desperation time. Like, remember 2022, headed home. Like, it's like, yo, you need Looney in there. You know, even game 7 against Sacramento, you know, after the Jordan Poole punch, Kevon Looney was like central to like trying to rebuild that locker room.
Yep.
Like, his best, you know, games 5, 6, 7. In 2018 West Finals, like we need somebody to do something with this hard pick and roll.
Yep.
All right, Loon, get out there. Like, his best values show up, like, when you have this level of desperation, you need somebody to come through. So I'm curious, and you know, obviously other players can do this type of stuff, but you know, when they hit a rough patch, when they need somebody to talk to Kuminga, right? Like when they need. When they need X or Y, or when they need the example of unselfishness,
that's
like, where do they turn to for that? Like that's where you're going to miss Loon in the trenches when it gets tough.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like Trayce Jackson-Davis is a great guy, and he probably would roll with it pretty well. But how can he complain about getting jacked in and out of the lineup when Looney's sitting there, right? I mean, just look at him. Like, this guy's been through this every single season, multiple times a season. Pajemski or whatever, like, these guys can look to him. It's like, you know, he's been
Kuminga did a lot.
Kuminga, absolute Kuminga's locker is right
next to him in the locker room. They had a lot of conversations about this type of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and the Looney, to me, of like bringing it back more to the moment, I think this departure is you know, a domino of them. Like, you know, it's not quite like the Clay deprioritization last summer when they were trying Paul George and all this big picture stuff. But, you know, they still are trying to deal with the Kuminga situation. So Looney was put on the back burner, and clearly they're on an Al Horford pursuit. And Kevon Looney just, you know, a little like Clay, decided to really fast forward last summer, just said, no, I got something better. Let me go do this. Well, y'all are still trying to figure stuff out. So if they swing and miss, this is one of the dominoes that they kind of left out there, because they could, you know, like Kevon Looney, we all know, like if the Warriors said, hey, we want to bring you back, hey, here's an amount to bring you back, they could have, but they chose not to.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah, and you know, we're looking at the center market is not great. Brooke Lopez.
But it is busy, you know, I mean, though.
It's not that bad of a market, really, but yeah, I mean, like, guys are going off. I mean, but
Capella, yeah, I mean, listen, there's who knows who's going to be any good on these teams, but they're moving.
Luke Cornett, like, where did Lopez go?
Clippers. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure who they're going to end up with. Horford would be, you know, that it answers them for a lot because it's a 1 year thing. They don't have to deal with a multi year thing. They can figure it out. You know, next year again, but
let's stretch. You
know, shoots threes, and you know, maybe Quinn Post figures out some things, and you know, guys can, you know, and Trace can figure out some things with him. Horford's like, he's a beloved Celtic. That's why I wasn't sure about that one. We know the Celtics are getting off of Sally all over the place. But like, they're gonna get rid of Porzingis and Horford. Like, man, I mean,
They're resetting this year.
And Luke and Big Luke.
They have no center. Like they're gonna have no center next season. Like I mean, they're gonna Luke be on the Garza. Yeah, they're gonna be. It's gonna be interesting for a lot of teams.
Where's Robert Williams at? They can go get him back.
Portland.
Go get him back. Yeah, get him from Portland. Time Lord.
We got some teams with no centers. We got some teams like New Orleans got like 5 centers. But
Dallas is like 3 of them.
Dallas got 3 centers. It's bizarre, Houston. But. The whole thing for the Warriors is this jam we talk about. It's Kuminga. Like there needs to be resolution there for anything big to happen. And I just don't. And I'm not the only one saying this. Other people have reported it. And I like there is just not a big Kuminga market. There just isn't. He's restricted. There isn't a lot of money out there. I don't think teams want to pay him 25 and have to trade something for him. So it's just like this thing that the only thing. The way the Warriors could get into a big market is if Kuminga's valuable in the sign and trade market, and it's just not there. It would if it was there, it would have happened by now.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, like that, you know, his side's going to spend the next days, several days, week beyond. Who knows? We'll see. Hoping something shakes free. Hoping a team, you know, comes up with not only a contract but a willingness to trade something to the Warriors that makes it appealing and. And what's difficult for the Warriors is there's also no motivation from Jonathan Kuminga to take anything that the Warriors are putting in front of him right now because they're not putting anything appealing. So they may want, this situation to be resolved quickly, but what motivation does Jonathan Kuminga have to solve it quickly for the Warriors at this point?
It's going to be interesting, like now that these kind of teams are aligning and you can get a clearer picture of what's out there. Like to me, it feels like the best hope is who would want Kuminga, but probably have an extra player they don't need on the team
Miami is in the mix. They're in the mix for some other things that have been rumored. I am very curious about where DeMar DeRozan potentially ends up. But Miami's not, you know, like their summer's not done right now. I think Duncan Robinson's situation is one to monitor. I put it in the story I reported today. There's a chance like Duncan Robinson's situation could get tied to Kuminga's at some point. There's still a lot of leftover chess to be played this summer.
A lot of pieces, Milwaukee, by the way.
Chicago is another, you know, situation that, you know, Kuminga has been tied to, and they're dealing with their own almost the exact same situation as Kuminga, with a restricted free agent drafted right next to him, Josh Giddey, that they seem to be apart right now in negotiations. And I don't think, you know, I think a lot of these situations that are unsolved are potentially tied together, and that's how some of this shakes free. But again, the Warriors may sit there and want to know now, but like, he is tied in the more, you know, deeper in July type scenarios, in my opinion.
Who's my guy in Chicago?
Kobe White. That would be a not terrible resolution for the Warriors. That would not be bad at a really good number. Third guard could close some games. Like, that would not be terrible. But yeah, everyone has to be interested. It has to be like, what if Chicago says, "Yeah, we'll do it," but we're paying Kuminga $20 million. Like, then you couldn't do Kobe White because it's more than half of that. So that's the problem here. I think one of the problems is that number is not going to be high enough to get a solid player, in my opinion. Like, it's got to be like 28 to get Kobe White. Is he going to get
24?
Which is, I thought Kobe White was 13. Okay, it's got to be 24.
Yeah, and again, there's Buddy Hield's $8 million, and he counts at the full. Moses Moody's $11 million, I believe, next season. You know, if you have to start stair stacking stuff, and
yeah, but then you got to get a 13 because
and there's also assets that, you know, like, you know, if you suddenly like picks can be involved, and you know, I wouldn't be completely shocked if Phoenix gets in the mix. At some point later in this entire process. Like, there's stuff they can shake for free, but you need time for that. You need more desperation, and you need more teams, you know, swinging and missing.
People to run out of options, yeah.
Yeah. That's what they did. Yeah. I mean, or you need teams that go, hey, your priority B, let's say Chicago. Priority A for Chicago is Josh Giddey. Like, that's what they're trying to figure out. So there's stuff, but again, like, that's – as somebody, you know, reminded me today, as much as it made sense maybe at the time for the Warriors not to jump at a big contract for Jonathan Kuminga last year, as they did with Jordan Poole, right? I remember when we were going through that restricted or that extension time last year, it was like, hey, they should be wary because of what they did with Jordan Poole, that, you know, that they shouldn't just throw some bigger contract to Jonathan Kuminga. That's fine. But if Jonathan Kuminga was on a Jordan Poole type contract, you could just trade him right now with picks or whatever, however you'd want to do it. Like, they would have much more control over the scenario, because right now, as much as they want to go out and talk to teams and try to set up sign and trades or whatever, like, you need his approval.
Yeah. They're at his mercy.
Yes.
And the other team's mercy. Yeah.
Yeah, and exactly. And another intangible is, like, by not giving him that deal, the other teams know you're not too sure about this guy. So what are we giving up for this? Like, you're ready to let him walk possibly. So yeah, that's why the Jordan Poole, which I thought was a high number, but I understood at the time Myers was saying it, like, you have to sign him in order to be able to trade him. Like, you have to do that. And that's kind of where they're in the middle of it with Kuminga right now, is there's no number to work with. There's no set thing to work off of. And that just adds a whole, like, seven different layers to this thing. And yeah, it could take some time. It really absolutely could take some time. And I just say that just more and more underlines that, you know, the value they're getting back is not going to be high. If it was going to be pretty good, I think it would have happened by now.
Which is why him returning remains very much.
Oh, absolutely. 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 It really does. But how does that, I mean, I've already said how awkward it's going to be. It's definitely going to be awkward, but after he doesn't get what he wants from, and doesn't get interest, does that make it even more awkward?
If he gets $25 million, he'll be fine.
Penalties get, like, 25 from the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if he gets $25 million, I mean, they could always go short on it, right? You don't have to give, give him $125 million. You give him 2 for $50.
You know, part of the leverage is, like, you know, how content do you want me to be coming back? Number one, and number two, like, we've talked about it. Part of the appeal of potentially bringing him back is being able to trade him on his full salary come December, January, February. The bigger the number, the better the, you know, trade piece if you're trying to go big player hunting. Now, again, you don't want to give him the type of contract that will look super, you know, negative value, but, you know, like you said, you also don't want to continue. Like if you just keep throwing not great numbers at him, he might, you know, he could take it to the day before training camp and then it's a qualifying offer situation. And then you've completely blown up the asset. So it's a tricky situation that, again, restricted free agency very much favors the team. We understand that, like, the, you know, it's team control. Part of the reason that Kuminga's market is tepid right now is because he is a restricted free agent. That's a lot tougher than if tomorrow they just rescinded the qualifying offer, you'd have a lot more teams calling. But it also has an amount of player leverage once they get to restricted free agency. And this is part of it, what we're seeing.
Is there anybody out there who, out of the moves that are made, that makes you wonder if the Warriors could have gotten him?
Bruce Brown.
That's the vet minimum. I mean, he's had a bad few years, but like, yeah, vet minimum.
Yeah, you could offer him five. I mean, if you offered him the taxpayer mid-level, which I presume what they're offering Horford, like who would be more valuable to the Warriors, Horford or Bruce Brown?
Let's just say Bruce Brown, you would say, is a Gary Payton replacement. He's younger, obviously. They've like really, you know, you guys know the stretch five conversations they've been having, and like, the need they feel to have a five.
Yeah, Horford impacts multiple positions, I think, or the stretch five.
He's also 39. I mean,
he's also 39.
Yeah. I like Horford, but man, for 5'7", like, I would think I might be able to get him for lower and get Bruce Brown for 5'7". Just because I think you need that one guy who affects Jimmy and Steph offensively. Like, you need that one guy who they can play off of, who played brilliantly with Jokic. And you think, you know what? Like, he needs that huge, you know, center of gravity, and that's Steph, and that, or that's Butler. And man, I don't know if he was available to them. Maybe he was going to go to Denver the whole time, but that's the one I think it made. Could they have just said, listen, 5'7", let's do 3 years, 18, whatever, you know, whatever that would be. Let's just do it. Would he have said that instead of taking the vet minimum to go back to Denver? That's the one I would
say. The name today that was traded that I would circle on the coulda list, I think, again, this is more, you know, educated speculation, would be Cam Johnson. I do think there's times where they could have very much over the last, you know, 12 months, let's say, gotten more in the Cam Johnson mix. And, you know, that probably would have cost future picks they might have been wary of putting on the table. Kuminga at times, you know, potentially. I just never got a real like fervor from them about Cam Johnson. Sure, we all understand, like, you know, valuable player, and I think some people would argue would be a perfect fit. I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts on Cam Johnson, but he was the one today that, you know, he got traded for you know, Michael Porter Jr., and it was clear, you know, it was a salary thing.
And they got the pick, right?
They got the pick basically because they took 20 extra million or whatever it ends up being with Michael Porter Jr. But I guess my point is like that's a name today. It's like clearly the Warriors never wanted to go to the mat and put down the type of assets that could have got Cam Johnson. But I think we all know, like, if you really wanted it over the last 12 months, that is a guy that could have been obtained.
I'll kind of agree with him on Cam Johnson, just to be honest. Like, he's good, but I don't know. I did expect the price to be a little bit higher.
I think it was higher at the deadline, you know. Yeah, they always depreciate.
Wasn't it like multiple ones? Like, weren't they asking for multiple ones?
Yeah.
But he's a young player, 3-and-D young player. I used to think he was a good defensive player, and I'm not so sure about that anymore. But you know, length, athleticism, 3-point shooter, all those things are true. He looked good on the Warriors. I just know what would have taken. But taking an unprotected future first and something and Kuminga, basically.
It depends on what time we're talking. Again, I don't have any. I'm not sure there was ever like real dense details discussed either way. I just know that he was a guy that was open, like Nets were open for business on him, but it had been a high price tag. They clearly at this point just decided a 2032 unprotected Denver pick is like very appealing for like the type of long rebuild that they're putting together, but also a 2032 Warriors unprotected pick is very appealing. Yes. That's opposed to Steph Curry era. So, yes, you know, you start to put some of those in play. And again, that's what you got to remember. Like the Nets, clearly, as we're seeing right now, they're not just jumping at the chance to try to get Jonathan Kuminga. They just want picks, assets. They just spent 5 first round picks in the last draft. They're like on the full rebuild. So we're really just talking about picks.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Mine is Gary Trent Jr. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. That dude shoots 40%+ from three.
I thought you were going to say Kevin Porter Jr., another buddy.
I saw that. I thought it was Jonte Porter. I went, whoa, wait a minute now. I don't think he's signing anywhere. So, yeah, no. Would Gary Trent Jr. go somewhere? I didn't even see.
He stayed with Milwaukee, seven and a half.
Yeah.
I feel like he could outbid them. That dude, man. That dude,
I mean, that's like a vet man. That's a vet man because the vet man is 3 point something right now. And, like, I mean, it's probably player option on the second year, which makes it so it counts full on the books instead of the pro or, you know, whatever, however the NBA does it. So it's the worst kind of Vetman for a team, but it's still Vetman.
He's 26. He shot 41% from three last year, 39 the year before that. Like, dude, he's turned into a player. I wouldn't have minded him.
Third guard. Yeah. I mean, they always need that third guard. That's when you have Steph and you got Pajemski, you could always use that guy who might start sometimes, also start and be a kind of premium scorer or lead scorer at least if Steph's not out there. I can see that one. I don't know what, you know, at a pretty low level. There's still some of those guys out there. I can't remember all the names, but there are guys out there about that level. I don't know which ones they're interested in, which ones they're not. But, like, they're guys just – they're going to want to come join this. I mean, it's interesting when you say Horford wants to win a championship. Like, does he think that about the Warriors?
I think maybe. One of the things that the Warriors offer is, you know, an ability to play with, like, you know, legendary type players like Steph, you know, Jimmy Butler, Draymond, obviously, but also he'd start, you know, like some of the other teams. Some of the other teams, like, kind of reportedly after him, you know, Denver, he's not starting. How many of the non-Jokic minutes is he playing there? Cleveland, I saw, was a name. They're not going to be able to offer much money, but also there's a starting center ahead of him. Where with the Warriors, like, going to start and probably close on a decent amount of nights. I mean, maybe Draymond, you know, on important nights is closing, but there's playing time. There's an opportunity to compete for an organization that is at least saying they want to contend next season. I know what you're saying, but Boston is alerting something very different than what the Warriors are alerting right now. Boston is shipping assets out and like completely resetting. And Boston's best player is out for next season. Like that is.
Yeah, he's counting the days down on social media. I also think Horford, if anybody can appreciate playing with Steph, is Horford, who's been playing with Tatum and Jaylen Brown for Marcus Smart. All these like ball dominant, I got to get my type score. So yeah, I could imagine there being some appeal. He's probably watching Quentin Post like, man, somebody still values me. That guy, that rookie's getting 5 threes a game. What's up?
I'm just thinking it. I mean, it was like a little bit like this with CP. It's like that locker room with Horford and Butler and Draymond and Steph. It's like, my God, we're going to be like, are they going to play the back-to-back? Are they going to play the third night in 5 days? I'm going to skip this road trip. They're really tired now. It's going to be
Trace is happy about it.
They're going to play some minutes. They are going to play some minutes.
They love it.
It's what they have signed up for. They are paying their three best players, what, $140 million combined next year, and they're 35, 37, 37. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, then you add a 39-year-old to that, right? I mean,
for sure.
I mean, yeah, it's all right. I mean,
what's Horford is not a bad player. Coming from you, TK? What's going on with the ages?
I know. It's like, it's adding to this. I get it. I like Horford. He's a good player. He was good in the playoffs. Like, he's a good player. I wouldn't put it past him to spend this 1 year here and go back to the Celtics next year, like, if he plays decently. Like, he's a great team guy, and everybody on the Celtics loves him. That I'm not just
the Warriors have had a thing for Horford for years, though.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like, he was especially at a point where they were trying to upgrade from Draymond. He was always a name you always heard, like, you know, back in the Bogut. When they had the big defensive guys, like, how do you get offensive?
Well, it's always the stretch yeah. five, right? I mean, that's just been the dream, and they really haven't had that, other than Mo Spates. He was the great stretch five. But
and Zaza,
and so he won a stretch five. not a stretch.
He's stretching out the opponent.
Right? Yeah, he's knocking them over, running into people. But I mean, again, I couldn't argue with the basketball part of Horford. It's just CP was not a bad season. That was not a bad
just
season.
Just all in on a buy-in freeze.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden you play these fast young teams and you go, oh, my God, you got nobody you can go with them. No,
especially
nobody.
When you watch who just won a title, right? It's
yeah.
like
yeah. – yeah. Although
Horford all was, young, energy, athleticism.
Horford, other than being old, would fit with that OKC team. I mean, he would be perfect for that team. Just
once played for them.
Yeah, stylistically, would be really good for that team. But hey, listen, they go Horford and get another player who fits. This is what the offseason was going to be, you know, until they know what they're going to do with Kuminga. You know, this is the areas where they're at. I don't know. I mean, if they don't do Horford, where does the 5.7 go? I mean,
just start looking down the free agent list. It's not fantastic, but that's the bargain bin they're shopping in when they've paid $140 million combined. I mean, I think the thing people don't want to hear, but it's reality. You know, when we were talking a year ago or at this, 4 months ago, they needed to find a number two, right? That's all we were talking about. That's what they were trying to do last summer with Paul George and Lauri Markkanen. Those were the kind of conversations that they were going in. Jimmy Butler was that move. Jimmy Butler is making $54 million next season. Jimmy Butler was the big ticket item. They are now in the minimum taxpayer mid-level range, trying to sharpen up a rotation that is built around three older players. And they're either going to re-sign their 22-year-old former lottery wing that has upside but fit issues, or they're going to flip him into the best that they can do. And we don't know what the best they can do in a sign-and-trade is or if they need to bring him back, but that's their summer. It's bargain bin shopping and it's Kuminga. And whatever Kuminga can or can't.
And they didn't have a draft pick this year.
Well, it's also game. Will Richard. You know, yeah, what
Will
if,
Richard?
You know,
yeah,
Will, they need Will Richard and Tui to like maybe make a splash, but you know, they'll need Pajemski to make a leap. They're also
A Pod's turn up would be massive for them
for sure.
Yeah, we said that last year too, though.
Yeah, and like, you know what else we might be saying in a month? Like, oh, well, looks like Kuminga's coming back. Man, if he could really explode, you're fine.
Oh, man, he had a great 22 minutes, man. He scored 18 points, three rebounds.
If they could just play him like they did in the Minnesota series, he might be an all-star.
Yeah, just remove Steph from the game. They are a bit stuck. They are a bit stuck, but they knew that. They put everything in for Butler, and that's a move they would do 20 out of 20 times. I was thinking back to the LeBron thing. Like, you know, who knows? Is passive aggressive LeBron? Is he opted in to try to get out? Is he going to stay? And we know the Warriors went after him in February 2024. Like, what would that have been like? LeBron on the Warriors. Like, obviously, it was possible because the Lakers didn't say no. The Lakers said, LeBron, what do you want? It would basically be the Butler slot, essentially. I assume it would have been maybe for some of the Clay money. So maybe they wouldn't even have to give up as much as they gave up for Butler. Would that have worked? Where would they be now?
Oh, I think they would work. Is LeBron better than Butler?
He's better than Butler.
Yeah, I think it would
have. He definitely was better than Butler last year, you know, the years we're talking about.
I think it would have worked. I think if you got LeBron and Steph Poole's as happy, they survived the Minnesota series, right? So also – a LeBron buyout signing with the Warriors for the minimum is not 0% chance.
Oh, man. When's he done that?
When's he been playing season 23 and 40, 41 years
up? I guess he would still get every dollar if it's a buyout, too. So.
Yeah, if it's a buyout, he get his money.
Yeah.
But I would say. He's a billionaire. You think he's.
I don't know. I mean, again, maybe it would be great. It would be a little disruptive. It would be LeBron being LeBron passive aggressive, but they're pretty convinced that Jimmy's going to be fine and not be disruptive for this year or next year. I don't know. Yeah, they are. You know, I've been kind of teasing some of them. Like, oh, no. I think he's going to be fine.
Jimmy Butler cannot ask for an extension until
next offseason, right?
It's not even next offseason, I believe. Somebody can double check me on this, but I believe it's 2 years from the extension date. Okay. And that is two deadlines from then. So it would actually be the trade deadline of the following season. So I think that's part of the belief, right?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Because I was surprised. Like, I wasn't talking to people who are just like going to BS me. And they're like, oh, no. He's going to be fine. He's going to be like, sure, he's going to ask for some money. No. He's fine.
So, that's what I've been told. It's always around contract.
Like, yeah. Oh, no. It's every time. Always around contract. Every time.
So if there's nothing he can do, there's no reason for him to do it, unless he just doesn't want to play anymore.
I think he's going to want that money.
I think that,
exactly. And I also think he wants to win one thing the championship.
I
mean, I think one thing I will say, and I had definitely heard it as like the end of the season run where Jimmy Butler was just pushing it. And, you know, he's the best player in game 82 and the plant and all that was like, hey, this won't be Jimmy Butler on an every night basis next regular season. And even when you heard Miami people moaning, it was like, hey, like, you know, he tends to throttle up and throttle back plenty during a regular season, which is what, you know, older players should do. And as we talk about rebuilding the team, and Tim mentions correctly some of the age concerns of this team, that's another thing. It's not just Steph. It's not just Draymond. It's Jimmy too. And again, we don't need to get too deep in. It's why, you know, having a potential 22-year-old scorer is not the worst thing in the world. Jimmy Butler's potential missed games next year is on that list.
And if he's getting $25 million, that might sound like a good plan. At least in February.
Yeah, we talked about this dude. I think 25 is on the high side, but 25, 3 years, 25, player option up on the third year. I mean, that wouldn't be – I don't think it would be a great
– I think you might get to a point if the summer goes in a negative direction and nothing shakes up, that is the type of like conversations that will be had and some of the sticking points in negotiations. Are you talking like a trade kicker? Is it a player option? How short is the deal? How long is the deal? Because, you know, these sides, just considering the dynamics of the situation, may at some point have to turn and look at each other again and go
this is
they might start playing some
lights are turned on and we got to get out of the bar.
Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. Yeah. We might as well do this.
The roster ain't getting any younger, so we might as well do this.
Wow. Is that with the marriage with the opt out after the third year?
Absolutely.
And the strong realization that come December 15th, there's an eligibility green light there.
Yep.
So everybody will be aware of.
It will be fascinating. It will be fascinating if that happens.
All right. If things get crazier, we'll be back to talk to you more about it later on in the week, maybe. But we've got nothing now. We've got Al Horford rumors.
And Looney tribute. It was a Looney tribute.
Kevon Looney departure, the end of an era.
So. I will miss those Looney MT little confabs. They're always such a bright part of my day.
Looney, you know who's going to miss Looney the most probably? Steve Raymond Ritter. Because every time he needed a player to go speak on. Lose by 25.
Yo, every time they lost by time they lost by like 25 points, it was just like one of those nights where it's like, ooh, this locker room's in rough shape post game. Ritter would walk in and Looney would just put a jersey or a shirt on and be like, all right, Raymond, let's go. Because he just knew he was going to be, you got to go speak for the team.
Yeah. Well, listen,
it was like, maybe if he didn't get a DNP, Ray wouldn't go to him, but it's like that boxcar could say like 1:42 and it was
Lowe's, like, get out there.
On you, you first at the podium.
Hey, if it's no GP2 either, man, those are two of those guys that Raymond Ritter counted on for those tough games. But things turn over. Might be TJD next. That would be my nominee.
He will always TJD. Have pods. He will always have pods.
TJD, you know, there'll be new versions. Although Jimmy talk every game. My God, if Jimmy talks every single game, you really don't need that. So
I'm going to predict Jimmy might not go 82 for 82.
I didn't answer that one last either.
He ain't doing all 82. He's not going to honor.
He's going to do as much all 82 as I did by about year 6 of all 82.
It's like all 58 by that point.
You gave me 58. That's I appreciate.
Yeah, maybe high side.
All right, for Tim Kawakami and Anthony Slater, this is Words Plus Minus. Please like and subscribe. Leave 5 stars. Share us on social media. Tell your friends about us. It's the best Warriors podcast on the market. Until next time, we will holler at you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.